Transportation. Trask.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to restructure Route 51 to include an alternate layover to the Marion Center at New York Avenue and Oklahoma Avenue, effective in the fall of 2013.
Good morning again.
Go right here. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Say your name for the record.
Sandra Kellner, Chief Operating Officer at Milwaukee County Transit System. The last time we spoke on the topic of Route 51 was earlier this year in March. We presented to this committee the results of the kind of interim temporary extension of the route over to the Marion Center on South Superior Drive. And what we reported is that we did observe there is a consistent regular demand for transit service. However, we also had residents nearby who expressed opposition to this route extension, and they wanted something else to be done in consideration perhaps being given to another alternative turnaround point along Oklahoma Avenue. So what this report presents today is a recognition by MCTS that we do have a demand for transit service, but we also understand there are residents in the area who have some strong opposition and concerns for the impact that it has had on the bus presence has had on their quality of life. Supervisors Jurcik and Supervisor Haas also heard these concerns, and the follow-up after that meeting was to host another public meeting where all voices could have an opportunity to say this is what our concerns are. And this meeting, we heard MCTS was present, I was present. We heard what they had to say, and just determined that we could still provide adequate service to the Marion Center, perhaps, but paring back to just about in half. And then going ahead and exploring the alternate layover location on Oklahoma, New York, and Delaware, which is indicated on the map that's in your packet. So what we'd like to be able to do is, in consideration for the concerns expressed by the residents, but also in consideration for a opportunity to serve the residents and the employees and the visitors to the Marion Center, the convent, the Canonical Court, Juniper Court residences, we'd like to continue. We see that as a great opportunity to continue their independence by providing service there. So staff has prepared a modified Route 51 schedule, which is not in place today, but we would be ready to go with it with your approval to turn back some of the trips to this New York, Delaware, Oklahoma triangle turnaround.
Any comments or questions? Supervisor Jurcik.
I move approval of the resolution. I appreciate the work that's been put in by the Milwaukee County Transit Service. We spent a lot of time this summer doing the meetings. We heard from both sides. This is a compromise. It's just to kind of flesh out the Marion Center. The Marion Center has two basically elderly housing centers, the Juniper Court, the Canonical Court. There were 229 signatures presented by the residents, as well as people who use the Marion Center for nonprofits, which has all kinds of nonprofit corporations in there doing various kinds of work with employees and participants in the nonprofit work, as well as you've got the St. Anne Intergenerational Center there with lots of employees, et cetera. They've all expressed interest in having the 51 continue to serve the Marion Center, which was new service. The neighbors were very concerned about the noise, et cetera, of the buses. And the meetings that we held, I heard that the neighbors are willing to see the service continue at the Marion Center. but perhaps less often. Okay. And the residents agreed that they, if they knew when the schedule was, they could adjust as well. And it, I believe we're also canceling the evening service. Is that correct? After a certain time?
Right. In particular, on the weekends, it's a little bit of a mixture because we don't want to completely alienate those second and third shift workers who might need a trip after 10 p.m. So we do like to maintain at least one or two later night trips to accommodate those needs. But pairing back the late night service is definitely part of this arrangement.
So it's sensitive to concerns of the neighbors. And I thought we had worked out a fairly good compromise here. And I want to thank the Marion Center and the folks that attended. In addition, Mr. Chairman, there are block grants given to St. Francis, who, by the way, were waiting. The block grant money was very much delayed. It just came through, I believe, last week. I talked to the controller's office. They finally received the 2013 money. That had delayed the improvements at the bus stop, but it is now in. St. Francis is going to work to get that sidewalk extension and improvement of the bus stop area. So there were complaints about that, but that is going to be rectified. So there's a lot of moving pieces here. Long and short of it, as I think the Marion Center bus route does serve a group of folks that want to see service continue, and yet sensitive to the neighbors that did not appreciate the buses coming back and forth as frequently as it did along Lake Drive. So it will reduce service somewhat, especially in the evenings. And that triangle is a more of a commercial triangle without residences around it. So I hope my colleagues on the board will respect all the work that went into this and will approve the resolution as it's drafted before the committee.
Any other questions? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at the map that was presented as part of the packet, and I don't see a... there is a key on it, but it doesn't show to scale how long of a distance the route would be cut. Are we cutting, you know, a half mile or 2 miles out of the route? Or if someone from the Marion Center area needed to catch a bus, despite there not being a route there during a certain time of day anymore, how far are they walking to get to that triangle?
I would say it's about half a mile.
Right. If you're referring to how far from the Marion Center to this early turnaround at the Delaware, New York, I would say somewhere just under half mile, perhaps. I haven't measured it, though, so it's a good estimate.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And are the residents who had originally complained that are seeking the route change all, I guess, southeast of the Delaware Avenue Triangle, or scattered throughout the neighborhood? I'm just wondering, is this, how do we know this is the appropriate place to have the turnaround?
Right, that's a great question. And actually,
there
actually are a couple of different groups of residents that have spoken up in reference to the Route 51. Some of the residents that originally spoke up were north of Oklahoma, near Illinois at the very end, the far east of the line. And some of the residents are south of Oklahoma along South Lake Drive, South Superior.
Superior Street.
Superior Street, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We do have to give the supervisor, one supervisor of the district, amendment to this proposal. Supervisor House, would you like to speak on it? And that's it. How do the committee feel about the amendment? Let me know, please.
Yes, sir. I thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, committee members and colleagues, the extension of the Route 51 to the Marion Center started over a year ago, and the process we should have undertaken a better, more thorough process in exploring that. One of the issues was we were going on a belief that the folks on Superior who had previously petitioned for a route change would somehow be accepting of this extension. And I must accept a certain responsibility for not more directly reaching out to them. Some of them are now here with us again today. This is not their first appearance before this committee. It was not their first appearance at the meetings that Supervisor Jurczyk and I had to discuss this matter. Briefly on that, I do want to say that I have worked very closely with Supervisor Jurczyk, and I appreciate her extensive time and involvement on this. I've worked with Ms. Kellner from MCTS, along with the current managing director, Mike Juno, and other MCTS staff. The reason I bring this to you today, colleagues and Mr. Chairman, is that I have been essentially trying to paddle upstream through Whitewater Rapids in the year this has been in place. I had a bit of a breakthrough the other day when I realized what this change had brought to my constituents who have to live with this every day, with the bus going by virtually every time empty. Now, naturally, we do have empty buses in MCTS throughout the county. Wherever there's a bus route, eventually it will be empty because at a certain point, you know, it's dropped off most of its passengers. It's got to turn around somewhere. That's a truth no matter what route, no matter what number it is. Eventually it will run out. The thing is, the 51, when it gets to this end point, it is always, always empty except at a couple times a day. And I don't believe anymore that we can continue to sustain this so-called experiment at the cost it is putting on my constituents who are here today, who have to live with this every day, whether or not they ride the bus. Most of them do not. And most of the people, honestly, the people on the southeast end of it are in Supervisor Jurczyk's district. Folks at Canticle and Juniper Court, the senior housing, they have full access to paratransit, which they continue to use. There was a brief uptick in the ridership on the 51 going to the Marion Center. It has steadily declined over time. The empty bus is the norm. And I am here, colleagues, chairman, I'm here to try and do something about it for my constituents. So I ask you for your approval on this. The short story, Mr. Chairman, this amendment would end the routing to the Marion Center, have it turn around at the Triangle at New York and Delaware, just off Oklahoma Avenue. So with your good graces, we can make this happen and at least put a close to one unpleasant chapter of this saga. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We have some speakers right now, and whenever my committee members would like to chime in, let me know. Judy Smucker and Glenn Smucker, will you please come up? I said it right? All right. You have 3 minutes. No, you don't say sure. 3 minutes together. Yeah, you have 3 minutes each. All right, Bukowski, we're going to get you out of here in a second.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a question. Mr. Francisco Urbina, who also registered to speak, had to leave to go to work. Can I make a comment on his behalf?
No.
Okay. He also...
No, sir.
Okay.
If you want to speak on your behalf, and your wife will speak on her behalf, and we're going to go like that. Please
okay.
go.
Okay.
Speak on your behalf.
Okay. Thank you very much. I oppose the proposal on the grounds that there is very, very little ridership by MCTS count, on an average of 5 to 10 riders per day. And we also know that the Marion Center itself and the related complex does have access to other modes of transportation. We favor appropriate transportation. We feel that the 15-ton buses riding mostly empty are inappropriate. They are also very disruptive to the neighborhood and have environmental consequences, especially riding empty, that we therefore oppose the use of the Marion bus stop. We support, on the other hand, as an alternative, a primary stop at the New York-Delaware Triangle area that was mentioned, and as a secondary alternate to that, the corner of Oklahoma and Superior, which is two blocks from the Marion Center. So I also have a text, I don't know if it's possible to enter it into the record, which is written in the form of a draft resolution to that effect. Is it possible to enter that into the record?
No.
Okay.
State your name for the record, madam.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to speak. I have a couple of corrections. First of all, we live on South Superior Street. There have been references to South Lake Drive repeatedly. No one where the bus passes lives on South Lake Drive. The problem that we have is along Superior Street where the bus passes within 30 feet of our homes and passes within 35 feet of the bluff of Lake Michigan on the other side. But no one lives, no one who's bothered by this bus lives on South Lake Drive, and that is a repeated error that comes up over and over, and I think reflects an insensitivity and a lack of awareness about what the situation really is. First of all, I'd like to say the distance, as you asked earlier, between the old stop and the new stop is 0.2 miles. For people that can't go in Juniper Court, seniors, to go out to the driveway and to walk to the old bus stop on Oklahoma and Superior or the new one is approximately equidistant. It's the same distance. It's not there are no long distances involved.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, could she repeat that last part? What's the
no,
same?
Please repeat it, but please let her finish her comment.
Okay. The distance involved here is 0.2 miles. I would like to say that I support the removal of all buses to the Marion Center and endorse the rerouting of the 51 bus to the New York Avenue alternative with service to Oklahoma and Superior as needed. It is inappropriate to continue service to the Marion Center because there is not adequate ridership. 51 buses to serve the original 51 buses that go back and forth, which means 101 trips in front of our house a day to serve 5 or 10 people, is unconscionable. To reduce this by half and provide 25 buses for 5 or 10 people is equally unconscionable. It is economically and environmentally wasteful. The bus is causing damage to the road, the bluff, and to our residences along the street. It is an offensive intrusion on our quality of life for residents and park users along Superior Street. And by the way, Milwaukee County's mission statement indicates that part of your mission is to enhance the quality of life for all of its people. The private parking lot and turnaround that's used by the Marion Center is inappropriate and hazardous. And also the Marion Center frequently asks for that bus to be turned around when they have special events. They ask for the old bus stop to be used. Also, the initial change was based on a false and misleading information. It did not address noise issues for people north of Oklahoma because there were 8 people impacted by this. Presently, there are 28 households. The present solution has an impact on 28 households plus hundreds of park users. No one typically walked long distances to the old bus stop. It was listed by one of the tenants of the Marion Center as a convenient 2-block walk. The real reason this bus was put in place was to serve the proposed housing project. That was not stated in the original resolution that was approved. Also, Marion Center is already adequately served. The 48 bus stops there morning and night during rush hours. Is served by paratransit. The Office of Aging offers service there. Many of the seniors drive cars, and they also carpool for their shopping needs. And the Marion Center provides a shuttle, and this could be extended. Also, I would indicate that the August 19th report issued by Mr. Drancic lacks objective analysis based on ridership, and it is biased in favor of the Marion Center. There's mention of a petition signed by a number of people. There's no mention of our petition that is also pertinent here. Our petition was signed by over 170 people and reads as follows. We, the undersigned, ask that the Route 51 bus trial extension to the Marion Center be dropped due to lack of ridership and needless intrusion on Bayview Park in the neighborhood. Empty buses running 5 times per hour, 21 hours per day, are a wasteful expenditure, causing noise and air pollution, heavy traffic hazards, road damage, and strong vibrations which damage damage homes and Lake Bluff. I ask you please to take our concerns seriously. Thank you very much.
No. We have, thank you. San Francisco Youth is against it also.
No question.
Jerome.
Kowalski.
Jerome Kowalski, please.
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is Jerome Kowalski. My wife and I had the misfortune of purchasing our home before the extension was imposed that resulted on mostly or overwhelmingly empty buses passing our homes 101 times in 20 hours. That's over 5 times an hour. Route 48 bus also passes our home, but that's okay. It has riders. Reducing the passage of Route 51 extension is absurd. The extension must be eliminated in its entirety. Reduction does not face the issue of the buses being empty, as witnessed daily by me, my neighbors, and Mr. Haas. That extension, the extension, results in over 11,000 miles per year, causing unnecessary noise, pollution, vibration, damage to the streets, the bluff, and our quality of life. And despite no impact on the budget shell games, unless diesel fuel is free and the bus drivers do not want to get paid, it's an unnecessary expense or cost to the taxpayers. Please bear in mind the previous stop at Oklahoma and Superior satisfied the tax-exempt Marion's needs since 1937. That's 66 years. And that walk is only 2/10 of a mile. Okay? Not what Ms. Jersick said. Of course, the Marion wanted the extension when it was offered. And Kellner wants the extension because it inflates costs, which then become part of a bigger MCTS budget. And Ms. Jersick wants the extension because it satisfies subsidized housing criteria. As an attorney, why not just write a contract committing to the service when, if ever, the development is completed in 5 years, just saving taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars? Me? What do I want? I want a policeman on every corner. And the point is, wants are insatiable. Needs are finite. This committee must ask itself if it's going to cater to wants or are you going to manage needs. Just as a sidelight, this frequent eerily empty bus invites ridicule and jokes from the park goers. That's all I have to say. Unless there's questions.
No. There will be Bill Layton. He also rested against. He did not want to speak. What's the pleasure? We have a motion for approval. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chairman, some clarifying questions for transit.
About, please.
There were different numbers given in terms of what the usage is and what the number of trips have been. If that could be clarified, what the ridership is on the route, as well as the actual numbers for current routes and then proposed number of routes.
Okay, the first part is the ridership. Ridership and trips, sure. The ridership, when we first started this extension, the month of September, we were averaging about 30 rides per day on a weekday. Since that time, Supervisor Haas is correct, it has dropped a little bit, but it has been consistent around 20 rides per day. And that's coming and going, so that could be 10 people coming and 10 people going across 51 trips a day. So what we are proposing with that level of ridership, that we cut back and cut that in half. We still want to serve the Marion Center because it offers them an option. The sidewalk improvements that are pending through the grant that St. Francis was able to acquire with the county, We heard from the residents at the public meeting that they will be more inclined now to also use that service because the sidewalk will have been improved. And these are people with walkers. These are people that want the independence. There are plenty of people. It's true that I heard someone made a great point that we offer paratransit services to this location. That is correct. But to think that those people will not have to rely on the paratransit service, not only give them the opportunity to take the bus, they get their independence, and it's a much less subsidy to the taxpayer by offering that opportunity. So I feel strongly that we want to maintain those choices and those options by having at least some of these trips service the Marion Center.
And the total number of trips, the reduction from 101 to 25?
On a weekday, we would go from 100 to 49 trips. On a Saturday, from 65 trips down to 32 that would go to the Marion Center. And then on a Sunday, 68 trips down to 34. So essentially cutting the level of service in half to directly serve the Marion Center.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Don Nassie would like to speak. Mr. Nassie? I appreciate you speaking, but so I'm going to use you as a guinea pig. I do not want anyone come back up to this table. If you disagree with one of the colleagues of this committee, do not disrespect them, or I will have you ever not speak in front of this committee again. So will you please talk to the committee, Mr. Nesson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll bear those words in mind. Thank you.
You can disrespect me, Don.
So anybody respect you, so what the hell?
So, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, passed out earlier by Ms. Mapp was a letter that I penned following a Commission for Persons with Disabilities meeting on Monday. And at that meeting, the topic that we discussed was specific to other locations and locations where the community is hostile to having buses serving congregate places where many people go, people who are employees, people who might be elders, people who have disabilities, and the public in general. This is a growing concern for us because transportation is truly independence for many of us. The opportunity or the reason that we live in the Milwaukee County area is because this is an area that really supports our dignity, our ability to move around the community, and to really make use of it and really to be contributing members to it. Now, in order to exercise that independence, some of us need to go through inclement weather. Some of us need to carry parcels far longer, more awkwardly, over longer distances when we might want to do grocery shopping. We are part of the community, and we're really part of the broad fabric of the community, but in order to really participate fully, just like an artery that brings blood to all parts of your body, you need to be able to travel to all parts of your body, and you need to do so with a variety of choices and a variety of alternatives. The Marion Center is a congregate place where there are many not-for-profit organizations where people are gamely working to improve their independence, to express themselves. You've got housing in that area that's going to serve people with a variety of different needs. The population that we are as people with disabilities are not a population that's finite by our birth, but it's in fact one that we can come to join at any time of our lives. And so it's important to be able to have the infrastructure and the services that allow us to participate as fully in that life as we possibly can. To suggest that it's okay for people to have to walk through the snow, wheel their wheelchair, work with a mobility device, or pay an additional amount for paratransit, because that's okay, even though 70% of people who have disabilities who are working age are unemployed and live with tight dollars. This is a question of civil rights, fully, to make sure that we are an embracing and a welcoming community for all people. Now, the topic you have before you today in this issue is one that deals with the residents. The one that the letter addresses talks about commercial locations. But collectively, whether it's a debate we had a year and a half ago with Southridge, whether it's this property, whether it's the properties controlled by DDR, what you're facing is a pervasive issue that perhaps some folks' needs are not welcome. And I would urge you to stand very strongly to suggest that this is an essential service. Moving about the community is not an issue of a quality of life. It's an issue of the requirement of life. And so I would hope that you would stand solid with this, that I would hope on other issues like it, you would give a full-throated support to the importance of people being able to move with dignity through our community.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? We do have a motion for approval. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unless I missed it, I'm not sure that I saw or heard exactly how many riders we have, if we have a bona fide verified count.
Yes, I can answer that. We do operator count cards at this location a few times a month to get a sense of an average. So we don't take the count of every trip on every day, but we make sure that we get at least one sample from each trip, each of those 50 trips that we service each day. And the count cards are specific to how many people are using the bus stop at the Marion Center, boarding or lighting the bus at the Marion Center. The latest report that I have indicates for the month of August 2013, we had an average of 11 people getting off and 10 people getting on the bus. So we consider that that's 21 rides per day. And that is a weekday sample. That's a weekday count. So across those 50 trips, yes, it is true, some of those buses, by the time they get to the end of the line, will be empty. And some will have passengers. The Saturday numbers I can give you, average of 5 off and 8 on for a total of 13 rides. And Sunday we had 7 off, 5 on, and that's for a total of 11. Now, if I look at the average since we started taking the counts for this service, we have an average of 21 rides per day on weekdays, 14 rides on Saturdays, and 14 rides on Sundays to the Marion Center stop.
Request for clarification, Mr. Chairman. The 10 people on a weekday and the 13 rides on a Saturday, does that mean per average per day of how many people are using
Correct.
It, or per hour, or per route?
The whole day long, that is how many people are using that bus stop at the Marion Center.
So the claims that there have been empty buses going back and forth are not unfounded. We have roughly 50 buses traveling a day correct. Right now, and only 10 people across 50 buses riding them.
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm curious why only a 50% reduction in service is being proposed. I see two options before us. If I'm reading the resolution and the amendment correctly, it seems like we can either go from 50 down by about 50%, or we can go to nothing. But I see no option in the middle, and I'm curious why MCTS is proposing just a 50% drop.
Quite honestly, there is wiggle room to make further reductions, but in order to ensure that transit is viable, it relies upon frequency. You know, people want reliability. They want to know that, okay, well, if I'm not going to get the bus this hour, I can get it the next hour. We'd like to do every 10 minutes, and in some parts of the city we're able to achieve that frequency because it is more needed. However, when we get into the outskirts, we do see we pare back on that. So going beyond 1 hour kind of does take it away from, it just becomes that much less. That's kind of a limit that we'd like to avoid. But you know, is there openness to consider paring back more trips? I would certainly want to take a look at that if that was a need and desire of this board to look at paring back trips further.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sir Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Out of respect for our colleague, Supervisor Haas, I don't know if we've made it a motion to approve the amendment. Are you withdrawing the amendment, Supervisor?
He never brought it forth. If you would like to make a motion to approve the amendment, make the motion. If not,
you want the okay. Then I am going to make the motion out of respect for our colleague to move the amendment for approval.
We have a motion for approval of amendment, Supervisor Dresick.
Let me make a comment about end of buses, end of bus lines. End of bus lines are often empty. It's true on the 55, a bus that runs down Layton Avenue and then goes to a hospital and a senior center site. That bus has to turn around somewhere. Because it serves a hospital and a senior site, that bus virtually drives down Lake Drive during the day, quite frequently, empty. Even if you turn the bus around on Superior and Oklahoma, that bus could also be empty at the end of the line. That's really not the point. The point is the service. Now, I cannot express my unhappiness with Supervisor Haas's amendment. It was not communicated with me. In spite of the fact that a meeting was held at Hector's, a bar on Oklahoma and Delaware, without my knowledge, and only presenting one side. After I learned of that, we planned a second meeting at the Marion Center, a more public site, and invited both sides. And the people that spoke today spoke at that meeting as well as all of the people from Canonical Court, Juniper Court, the Marion Center for Nonprofits, who, by the way, could have been here today had we known that the compromise that was reached at that public hearing was going to be attacked. That was unknown to me, and I'm very disappointed in my colleague for not communicating that with me, since I have been working with him. That is just, I think, unfair play. Now, I understand that there are members of the public who live on Superior Street, which, by the way, is Highway 32. This is
no,
not...
It isn't. No, it is. Hold up. Please don't outburst in here.
It goes into Highway 32 on Lake Drive, and it is a fairly busy street. Now, the two tents that we've been talking about, that is from the Marion Center to Superior in Oklahoma. If you just even look at the map, you can see the trip to Delaware and Oklahoma, which is where the alternate turnaround is going to be, is clearly more than that 0.2 mile. There's five blocks that you can count on the map. So that is clearly at least 0.5 mile, maybe more. But look, the buses are going to turn around somewhere. They often will be empty. It's the end of the route. We are talking about serving a population at the Marion Center. I thank Mr. Natsky for his comments, because I think there is a significant issue there. A lot of the folks at the Marion Center are going to be using walkers. They testified when we had the public hearing. We have people who are waiting for St. Francis to get that improvement in, which is in process. They just got the money and testified at the hearing that the increase of using that bus will happen when they've got the site. Right now they have to walk over crushed gravel. It's rutted. Their walkers are not easily pushed over that. So they're waiting for that improvement. But if you will recall, we are also asking, and I know Mr. Natsky has worked hard, at getting individuals who can use regular buses to use regular buses instead of bringing in the paratransit. And that's what's being offered by the neighbors who are testifying here today, who, by the way, at the public hearing stood up and said that they were willing to reach a compromise, that they didn't want to cut off bus service for many of the people at the Marion Center. So I'm very disappointed to hear the change in attitude here. I thought the compromise was something we worked out in good faith with both sides being heard. Mr. Schmitz is not here today. He's from the Marion Center, was very active in the compromise. all of those elderly persons that testified, the committee is not hearing that today. And that's because I didn't know we were going to be presented with an amendment that virtually kills the compromise. It virtually takes away service to the Marion Center. And I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in my colleague for doing that, for not, at least not communicating, because then I could have brought the other side that testified at the hearing to this committee to hear it. I thought we worked out a compromise. I thought it was going to be reasonable. I understand people who live in the big city have irritations. Buses are one of them. I live in an area near the airport. I get complaints all the time about traffic landing at Mitchell Airport. We're not going to close the airport because people have to live under planes. Same thing with buses. So, you know, it's a red herring to talk about these empty buses at the end of the route. Virtually every route in Milwaukee County is going to have empty buses at the end of the route. It's a matter of service. And I would ask you to listen carefully to Mr. Natsky. Please vote no against this amendment, which totally kills bus service to the Marion Center, and support the compromise, which I thought was reasonable, which respected both sides. And look, we could lay this over if you want to hear from the other side and bring them back. This committee's already heard, I think, twice now. We've had two hearings on this. But some neighbors just don't want to have service going past their home. And they've been blaming the buses for everything to, you know, leaking basements, to the bluff falling down Lake Michigan, et cetera, which I would suggest is just false information. But I'm just very disappointed in Supervisor Haas today, and I would ask my colleagues to vote on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I understand that we have this is contentious with constituents and other constituents. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll on the amendment number one?
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Cheer?
No.
One aye, six noes. The amendment fails.
We have a motion for approval. Any comments or questions? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, item number three.